Once again, here's Cobra.
Well, we do some weird stories, and this is certainly a weird story.
Man, I don't know if I can take another weird story from you today.
Well, just get ready.
After wireless and then the Skull F comment, I just need a normal community quick hits. Nothing weird. Tell us
too
about
bad.
A new ice cream shop that's opening in Uptown or something.
Too late. There is a town called Ector.
I'm not particularly interested in this story.
Jeez, well, you better be, because it's all we got. There's a little town called Ector, Texas.
Erase that.
Never.
Okay.
Yeah, Ector.
Which is out west. There is a $300 million development.
Yeah, you go like about 10 to 12 miles southwest from Terlingua, and it runs you right into the river. And then it follows, it snakes along the Rio Grande for another, what, 5 or 6 miles?
I don't know, Danny.
Good God.
Mino is going to be the reason this show gets canceled.
Just canceled.
Yeah.
We're not even fired. It's just the show gets canceled.
Ector is not West Texas, bro.
South Texas?
Nope.
East Texas?
It's up by the border.
Border of what?
Oklahoma.
Up around Wichita Falls?
Yeah, it's east of Sherman.
Oh, okay. I thought it was west.
Okay, I thought it was west.
It's between Sherman and Bonham.
Okay.
Okay.
You know where
Bonham.
That's up by Wichita Falls.
No, do you know where White Right is?
Yeah, kind of.
It's out there, man.
Wasn't that the name of the dog in the...
White Right?
Yeah, in the commercials. Oh,
Wide Track.
Wide Track.
White Right.
Isn't that right? White Right.
Ruff.
No, it's Wide Track.
So the $300 million project will be taking place on 700 acres just west of Ector. And, you know, look, $300 million projects are a dime a dozen. You develop the land, you put mixed-use businesses all over them, and a Target, and a Starbucks, and a...
There is a Dillard's nearby.
A couple of Subways, and you're good to go. There's your $300 million.
Why would you dump that kind of money in Ector?
Yeah, well... This is not
You got your residential and your retail and
all of it. This is not your typical $300 million project on 700 acres. This is a doomsday place. Over the next few years, according to our friends at NBC, fields of grass will conceal 400 underground bunkers, Hitler, a tunnel system, and a vault to store DNA.
Yuck.
I've got one of those next to my bed.
Seem impossible.
It's been said that my bed is one.
Gross.
A tremendous load.
I'm sorry. I want to apologize to your daughter right now for you.
God, that's true. She listens, Mike.
She does. She's probably driving around listening right now out in L.A.
You just inferred.
All right, move on. I should have rethought that.
Yes.
No, I'm not moving on.
You're a bad man.
You really are. You know...
I'm sorry, little girl.
When you drink and you use...
You become unbearable.
Girl. Now, I've been doing both today.
The plan for this is not just to create these bunkers. This is supposed to be, like, lavish bunkers. Three white sand lagoons... Lagoon. I don't like that word. A gun range, of course. A golf course.
Of course.
And a polo field.
Why not?
Because that's what you want to do.
Yeah, because at doomsday, who can't use a nice game of polo?
Who can't get enough polo? There will be a massive solid marble fountain at the entrance that rivals any Las Vegas casino. According to their spokesperson, it'll be one of the largest water features in the world when it's done. Now, let's go ahead and take a listen to exactly what is going on from that spokesperson. And I believe the quote's from a woman as well, or is this just the spokesperson?
I believe Richie Witt is speaking in this.
That's where I was headed with all that.
Okay. Yes, Corby.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Work is now underway on a unique new neighborhood called Trident Lakes.
Trident Lakes is an unprecedented community in America.
Trident Lakes.
Lakes is a $300 million project, but the view from Chopper 5 probably gives you a better perspective on the property. It's being built on 700 acres just west of Ector, and the emphasis here is on safety and sustainability.
Over the next few years, fields of grass will conceal 400 underground bunkers, a tunnel system, even a vault to store your DNA, all part of a plan to prepare for any impending doomsday.
You get life assurance when stuff really gets bad, and while you're at it, you live in a five-star resort waiting for that doomsday.
Developers are sparing no expense. Three white sand lagoons, a gun range, golf course, even a polo field are part of the plan. So is a massive solid marble fountain at the entrance that rivals any you'll see in Las Vegas.
It'll be one of the largest water features in the world when it's finally done.
Reaction to the development, spokesperson Richie Witt says, has been mixed.
Well, probably that it's another one of those doomsday cults that are, you know, stocking cans and burying their money out back. And we're so far from that.
It's also far away from any major metropolitan area. One of the reasons developers picked this property.
It's out of what security experts will call the threat zone.
A development with its sights set on the future in an area that makes living off the grid look easy. In Ector, Meredith Yeomans, NBC5.
So Richie Witt now is the spokesperson for
Doomsday
for the new Jim Jones cult.
I don't understand this. Do you?
I don't either. Now, first off, Richie, for those who don't know, was very
involved. He used to be a really good columnist.
Yeah, he wrote for the Star-Telegram, didn't he?
He was awesome.
Yeah, he's written for the Star-Telegram. He's covered the Cowboys. He covered the Sidekicks. I believe a little Mavericks duty was in there. He wrote for the Observer. He did a story on us. Couple of them, in fact, for the Observer. And he's a guy that we do know well.
I didn't know he was doing this.
I don't think anyone knew that
he was
doing this.
Out of radio, didn't you?
Yeah. And he's had a couple hitches on the air here and there.
One with Grego.
Yes.
Didn't turn out too well. This is very... I don't get it either.
It's a luxury bunker.
But do you live there before?
Yeah, you enjoy life living there, and then when the apocalypse happens, you're ready.
Do you ever come out?
Yeah, when the apocalypse is over.
But I mean, like, let's say that me and you are moving in there. Let's say that we get one of the bunkers to share.
The hardline bunker.
Yeah.
We're always talking about bunker mentality.
Yeah, about being in the bunker.
Let's live up to it.
So let's say we move in there here in like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Do we get to leave?
No, you're just creating DNA all the time.
Yeah, like it's just down there all the time.
Where are you going, Mike?
Back to the DNA room.
I don't think it's Jonestown. I think you still get to live your life. You're ready for when something goes wrong.
You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave, Cobra.
Interesting.
Oh my
God. Does this not sound... like sheer lunacy?
Yes.
It's out there. It is definitely out
Who's
there.
Who's coming up with the money? Where is $300 million? Where do they get that?
I don't know.
Like, are there...
It doesn't say in the report or anything?
No, it doesn't say where they're coming up with the cash. And how did he get involved in this? Why is he doing this?
Gotta work.
Yeah, everybody's got...
No,
there are two reasons. Everybody's going to be somewhere.
What?
I mean, everybody's got to be somewhere.
What?
And got to be somewhere.
And you get there in a car?
Everything in life is somewhere else, and you get there in a car.
Or you used to. And, we're talking about him.
Yeah, but...
This gets him front and center once again.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's not going to last. I mean, this is more about people moving into this facility and... You know, maybe that's the kind of press they want because they're not going to have enough people to actually inhabit underground polo place.
Well, they probably need somebody to stir up a little press for him, and he can do that. He's got friends.
Is he going to live there?
I don't know. We'd have to ask him.
Or was this part of his idea? Was he like, did he sit around with, you know, his buddies one day,
mm-hmm.
and they came up with the idea of... underground.
Or maybe this is something he and the hammer cooked up.
I doubt it.
And they rounded up $300 million.
Yeah. Of an underground DNA factory. Like, why is that even included in
there? I don't know. I don't understand. I guess to preserve the species?
Yeah.
So after everybody dies, and the only people that emerge from the bunker, we're all going to be, for the future, descendants of Richie Witt and the Hammer?
Like they're the Adam and Eve of,
yeah. Adam and Steve.
Of the future?
Yes.
But, yeah, they screw up and they only get their DNA.
Right, there's no girls.
Right. Damn it. Wow, this is really blew this.
This is useless.
It's just vault after vault.
I told you to pick up eggs.
Oh, man, this is weird.
I've never been more confused.
I haven't either. And I swear the biggest question, maybe I could understand if you'd like, you feel that the DNA vault is the only way to repopulate the Earth?
Right.
Fine.
Uh-oh.
Do you know how many
DNA?
Do you know how many doomsday preppers are also polo players? Like,
I would imagine
that Venn diagram doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. I would imagine a pretty low number.
Like, did they have a think tank and they all wrote down what they liked the best? You know, and like, well, you know, here's one for ping pong.
Yeah.
Here's one for basketball. Here's four for polo.
Ooh, we got to go with this.
We got to go with the polo field.
Doomsday people may have a lot of horse experience, but it has nothing to do with polo.
No. No.
Don't we have a doomsday prepper around here? Isn't Blake one or something like that?
Well, you would know.
He's your twink.
Blake is not a doomsday prepper.
He's a truther.
Prepper.
He's not a doomsday prepper.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Poor Blake. Poor.
Don't we have a doomsday prepper, though? Don't we have somebody who's always talking about that? One of these fringe characters?
No, but like Tim K.
Old Monty.
I don't know. I don't know any. Do you guys know any doomsday guys?
No, I don't.
Look, if doomsday comes, fine.
Bring it. I don't want to survive that.
No, I don't want to live down there with a freaking...
With underground polo field?
Yeah. Playing polo with Richie Witt and the Hammer? I'm good.
I don't know if Richie's down there. I bet the Hammer won't be.
Yeah. God, you got all you have down there are just league after league of polo games. I'm out. Then you got to go straight from there to the DNA vault.
The spank fort. What a life. God, I'm so tired of polo and my arm hurts.
They better have a nice stash of Wii magazine down there.
Yeah. What happens when you rummage after like 50 years and you've seen every photo that Cherry and Wii have to offer?
You're just not attracted to them anymore?
No. Nothing. All right. We got to go.
That was fun.